You're listening to SBS News.
There's cautious optimism from the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian. Despite the state recording 22 new cases of COVID-19 from more than 68,000 tests, Ms Berejiklian says one of the key things health authorities look at when talking about the success of a lockdown is the number of people testing positive while in isolation, allowing authorities to better be able to link positive cases and contain clusters. She says all the new infections are linked to previously announced cases.
One other pleasing thing I do want to report on is half of those 22 cases were already completely in isolation. So 11 of those cases were in isolation, 5 of them were in isolation for part of the time they're infectious, but 6 of those were still infectious in the community for a number of days. Now, what we want to see moving forward in terms of positive trend is more a higher proportion of people in isolation for the full time of their infectiousness. Now, that's something our health experts will be looking at.
The Northern Territory has reported no new COVID-19 cases, but Premier Michael Gunner has ordered Alice Springs to lock down for 72 hours. Health authorities have issued an alert for a mine worker who went to the town's airport, who was probably infectious at this venue. The government says although the man hasn't tested positive, his household contacts have become confirmed COVID-19 cases. Mr Gunner says people can travel in and out of Alice Springs for essential goods.
The lockdown direction applies to everyone inside the Alice Springs Town Council boundaries. That includes town camps. We know that there are specific communities around Alice that rely on the town for groceries and medicine. We are now going to go through the process of declaring those areas as lockdown areas as well.
And South Australia has recorded 5 coronavirus cases which are linked to the Northern Territory mine site. Health authorities say the family of cases has been transferred to a quarantine hotel but had been at home since Saturday. Premier Stephen Marshall says he won't be imposing lockdown orders in the state because the cases had been isolating already.
Perfect example of why following the direction from SA Health keeps our state safe. If this family had completely ignored it, gone to the football, gone down to the local shops, it's quite possible we'd have a catastrophic situation on our hands at the moment. They didn't. They did the right thing. We're very grateful.
Queensland has recorded 3 new locally acquired cases as large parts of the state enter their first full day of lockdown. All 3 cases are close contacts of previously reported infections. One is the brother of the Prince Charles Hospital worker. The second is a close contact of the Portuguese restaurant cluster, and the other is a close contact of the Virgin cabin crew member. Health Minister Yvette Diarth says all 3 cases are considered low risk, but says the hospital worker, a receptionist at a COVID ward, had not been vaccinated against COVID-19.
This person should have been vaccinated. I cannot be clearer. The Chief Health Officer has said that.
Has your health department failed?
I believe that someone has failed here, yes. And there will be an investigation because this person shouldn't have been working where they were without a vaccination.
Western Australia has recorded 1 new local coronavirus case and 3 new overseas cases in the hotel quarantine system. Perth is facing a snap lockdown for 4 days to curb a coronavirus outbreak related to the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. And Victoria has recorded 1 locally acquired infection. They're a primary close contact of a previously reported case and have been in isolation throughout their entire infectious period. 1 new case has also been detected in Victoria's hotel quarantine system. COVID-19 Commander Jerome Wymer says the states are cooperating in response to threats to keep the virus out of Victoria.
Right now, today, this all feels like a very volatile situation. Equally, we've seen in this case, 7 days ago, it looked a lot simpler. Hopefully, all of our, both here in Victoria and in the state, we're in a much smoother place in a week or two's time.
The federal government has provided doctors with legal protection to vaccinate adults of all ages, sparking a rush of younger people keen to have AstraZeneca. The Prime Minister's snap announcement highlighting a path for any adult to receive the coronavirus vaccine has opened fresh divisions with premiers and chief ministers and caused confusion for doctors. Australian Medical Association President Omar Khurshid said doctors, the health department and the wider medical profession were not given advance warnings. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation has recommended AstraZeneca only be made available to people aged over 60 years. National Senator Matt Canavan says he supports the decision to allow Australians under 40 to make their own healthcare choices by requesting their GPs to give them the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine.
I think this is the right decision. I've raised my issues with AstraZeneca in the past. I was pilloried for it at the time. But we know the risks now. That was just to make sure we understood the risks. We know the risks of AstraZeneca. It is very rare, but it will be an issue for people with certain underlying conditions. The key thing is to consult with your GP, get the information, just like any other medical treatment.
And state premiers are urging a dramatic reduction in international arrivals to stop coronavirus outbreaks. Labor premiers in Queensland, Victoria and Western Australia are calling on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to reduce passenger caps. But Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews rejected calls to reduce caps, with the issue set to be high on the agenda at Friday's National Cabinet meeting. And for health and support measures that are currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.